This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. There's a new state law to give you more control over your personal data online. Steve Beatty chairs the Computer Science Department of Metropolitan State University of Denver. He says it's important to customize your information.
How comfortable are we sharing those data? And how comfortable are we allowing the providers, as they are called, to share those data with third parties?
The new law requires businesses and organizations to get consent from consumers to store and use their personal data. They'll generally ask for that in pop-ups when you go online. RTD officials honored a historic 1970s protest for transit accessibility yesterday. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
5 decades ago, passengers had to climb steps to get on public buses in most U.S. cities. RTD CEO Deborah Johnson says that changed after protests in Denver.
We are assembled here to commemorate history that occurred 45 years ago, just outside these doors in front of the state capitol.
Now, every bus and train is wheelchair ready. RTD provides van rides, too. But Joe Beaver of Lakewood says those can be difficult to use.
The main thing is reliability. I got left in the rain because they didn't show up.
Beaver says RTD has come a long way, but there is a lot more work to be done. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.